And now an update on the situation in the Spanish region of Catalonia. As you've heard, many people there went to the polls yesterday to vote in that referendum on Catalan independence from Spain. The Spanish federal government tried to prevent that vote. You may have seen what happened. This is from a video taken at a polling station in Barcelona yesterday, a school. Reporter Jerry Haddon has kids who attend this school, and Jerry was there when all of this went down. So last time we were talking, Jerry, on air, I asked you if you thought there would be violence with this referendum yesterday. Tell us what we're listening to.
That was the sound of national police just as they were beginning to physically remove people from the main entrance on the street to our kids' school. Folks with locked arms who were trying to protect the ballot boxes that were inside. And within just a couple of moments, as people resisted, the police were beating on folks with their batons, throwing them to the ground, and, you know, just seemed hell-bent on moving through the people as fast as possible to get to the door.
Was anybody hurt?
One woman was taken away in an ambulance. She was punched in the back of the head. I caught that on video and fell pretty hard to the sidewalk. Afterwards, many, many people had contusions, cuts and bruises and so forth, but I don't think any of the parents and the neighbors that I know who were there ended up in the hospital. The regional health authority says about 850 people ended up checking into a clinic in some place or another.
So things around yesterday's referendum seemed to kind of culminate with this violence. But I know you were at this polling station hours ahead of the vote. Just walk us through the day and what you saw.
Initially, you know, there were people guarding the door at night, and there was a sense of nervousness, but also people kept saying this is going to be an historic day for Catalans. Then at 9 a.m., the polling place officially opened, and just about the same time, everyone's social media accounts started buzzing with videos being sent in from parents at other schools showing violent tactics by the national police, throwing people downstairs, dragging people out by their hair. In one image, there's a woman, somehow a policeman got his fingers into her mouth, and he's literally dragging her sort of by her top teeth backwards across the sidewalk. Really horrifying stuff to look at. So the mood changed rapidly at our school to one of fear and tension, because most people assumed that at some point or another, the police were going to show up at that door as well.
Do we know even the result of the vote at this point with all this police interference?
I think the police were able to enter into 92 different polling places and confiscate the ballot boxes. But last night, the top Catalan leadership held a press conference on television, and they claimed that just over 2 million people ended up being able to vote and whose votes had actually been counted as of last night. That would be about 40 to 45% of the total voting population. They say 90% of those votes cast were in favor of independence. Critics of the highly irregular vote, of course, argue that, well, the people who were against this vote to begin with, who didn't think it was legal, didn't turn out to vote. So, of course, it was skewed in favor of independence.
Well, yesterday you tweeted this. Let me just read this tweet, Jerry. One voter in Catalonia just said to me that no matter how the independence vote goes today, given the violent government crackdown, Spain has lost us forever. So where does this leave Catalonia's hopes for independence?
Well, you know, they're in a very tough position still. In terms of negotiating some kind of settlement with Madrid, where do you find the goodwill today to even sit down at the negotiating table after what went down yesterday from the Catalan side? And, you know, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, he came out last night in his own press statement on television saying, listen, I followed the law and I will continue to follow the law. And it's up to the Catalan separatists to desist. If the Catalans want to sit down and talk about better conditions with inside Spain, he says he's willing to do that, but he will not touch the idea of independence or reforming the Constitution in order for such a vote to take place.
Jerry, did your kids go back to the school today where it was a polling station yesterday? And what have you heard from them?
At the elementary school where all this went down yesterday, in the morning there was a moment of silence in the big playground just above where all the heavy-handedness took place. And then everyone sang the John Lennon song, Imagine. And there was a lot of crying among parents and hugging and so on and so forth. There wasn't a discussion, a political discussion, you know, in front of the kids. There was just that moment of reflection. And then class started. There's a general strike that begins tomorrow and could last for up to 10 days in Catalonia. And that includes schools. So we've received today messages both from the elementary school and from our daughter's high school that essentially they could come to school tomorrow, but there won't be classes, there won't be activities, there won't be cafeteria. They'd just be sitting around in the hallways.
Reporter Jerry Haddon in Barcelona. Thanks for being with us again, Jerry.
You bet, Marco.
We have video of the scenes of police violence at a Barcelona polling place. That's up on the World's Facebook page at facebook.com/PRI the World.